स्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् नमः श्रीशङ्करानन्द गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलासमहामोह ग्राहक्रासैककर्मणे
परमात्मा अद्वै आनंद परमात्मा इज नॉन ड्यूअल आनंद स्वरूप एंड ही वाज एलोन पूर्वम ही वाज एलोन देन विथ इज माया शक्ति स्वमायाया विथ इज माया शक्ति स्वयमेव जगत भूत्वा ही बिकेम द वर्ल्ड एंड देन आफ्टर क्रिएटिंग द वर्ल्ड ही वाज फैसिनेटेड प्रावसित ही एंटर्ड इनटू इट हाउ एज अ जीव रूपता So the Paramatma became Jagat, Paramatma became Jiva. Then why there are different types of bodies? In the second verse it is said that he created Uttam bodies and Adham bodies. Uttam bodies means superior bodies made of Sattvagun Pradhan and Adham bodies Rajotamagun Pradhan. And Rajotamagun Pradhan Adham bodies are worshipping Uttam body. Uttam body is Devata. They are worshipping Devata. Then after that, it was said, why this bhajan is to be done? Why we have to worship? So to purify our mind, we have to worship. Anek janma bhajana swa vicharam chikirsati. After you do the bhajan, anek janma, not one janma. People say, I am doing this mala for the whole life, nothing is happening. Anek janma bhajana. Then, swabhicharam chikirsati. Chikirsati, a wish, a desire will come to know swabhicharam of your own self. Vichar will come. Vicharena vinashtayam. By only vichar, vinashtayam mayaya. Maya will go away. The maya created the whole superimposition. We call it adhyaropa. Paramatma was alone there. Then in the first verse, we superimpose the whole thing. Whole Srishti, Jagat, Jeev, everything superimposed. Now, this is creation of Maya. We have to remove it. When we remove it, what will remain? Satchidanavani. The same thing is written. Vicharena vinashtayam mayayam. Maya will be negating. Everything will go away. What will remain? Sishyate swayam. Swayam, the self alone will remain. Why we are getting sorrows? In verse number four, it is said, "Advayananda rupasa sadvayatam cha dukkita bandha prokta." There is only one non-dual self. That non-dual self has become jagat. That has become jiva, different type of jiva, uttam de and adham de. Everything is that paramatma only. So what we should see is advayatam, non-dual. But the moment we start seeing dvayattam, duality, what happens then? Bandha prokta cha dukkita. The moment you see the duality, dukkita. Why it is dukkita? Very simple. Because the superimposition is the duality. And this superimposition is constantly changing and perishing. So anything which is changing and perishing will give you dukkita. So once you are associated with the duality, there is bandhan. Because you are identifying with the duality, bandha prokta. Swarupena sthiti mukti rirte. But if you come to the swarup, what is your swarup? The atma tattva, the brahman. If you abide in that is mukti. So why that is not happening? Avichara krito bandha vicharena nivartate. Because we are not doing vichara. A is prefixed before vichara. Awe has got three meanings. The first meaning is that we are not doing vichar at all, number one. most of the people are not doing vichar. The moment you do vichar, the maya will go away. But we are not doing vichar. Another O means viruddha vichar. Opposite direction we are thinking. We are thinking about the world only. We are not thinking about the law. Avichar also means the incomplete vichar. We are not thinking completely. Thoda sa kiya, chhod diya. Avichar. Krito bandha. Bandha is because of we are not thinking properly, completely, scientifically, analytically. Avichar krito bandha. Vichare na nivartate. By vichar. Start thinking, start analyzing it. You will come to know it. And it is very simple. You have to distinguish between only two. So simple thing. There are not many things here. Vichare na. Sarvadai vicharet. So author says you should do the vichar sarvada. It's not one time, sarvada. What vichar? Okay, I will tell you the topic also. You don't know the topic. Jivatma and Paramatma. Think about this. This is the topic. Do the vichar of Atma and Atma. Do the vichar of Nitya and Anitya. The moment you start doing the vichar, it will go away. Who is this jiva? Then in the verse number 6, it says, Aham iti abhimantaya karta sautasya sadhanam manasya kriye antar vahi vritti karmotite. Aham iti abhimanta, who thinks I am the doer, I am the jiva. The moment you think you are the doer and jiva, you are karta, you have become limited. And what is the sadhan, what is the instrument with this karta? Manasya tasya sadhanam. Mind is his instrument. And what that mind does? Kriye antar bahi vritti karmotite. Antar vritti and bahi vritti. Gurudev used to say, now what is mind? It's flow of thought. So now the author says, this thought is divided into two. One is antar mukhi vritti, other is the bahir mukhi vritti. That is the function of mind. What is this antar mukhi vritti? Antar mukaham ittesa vritti karthar mulliket. The antar mukhi vritti denotes, ulliket, it denotes what? Karta aham, aham karta. So that has identified with the pure aham with ego. Then we call it karta aham. Ulliket. Bahir mukhidi de tesa bahiyam vastuvidam ulliket. And the one vritti which is going outside, we call it idam vritti. So there is one aham vritti and idam vritti. We have seen in our Upadesar also. Aham vritti and idam vritti. All vritti must have an object. That is to be, you have to understand. Bahirmukhi vritti have got the object, all sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, five sense objects. And antarmukhi vritti has object, aham, pure aham. It has objectified the aham. Associated with aham, it has become karta. So, both have got the object. One is the antarmukhi, aham is inside, and idam is outside. Idam means this. Whatever you refer as this, idam chair, idam table, these are all bahi vritti. And what is idam vritti? It is said in verse number 8. Idamo ya viseshashu gandha rupa rasadaya asanga kartena tan bhindyat ghanandriya panchakam. These are only five sense objects. Idam vritti is altogether five. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. And to receive this, we have got five organs of perception. Then asanga karena, asanga, these organs of perception, they receive these sense objects. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, asanga karena, they never admixture. The eye will only see, I will not hear. Ear will only listen, hear, but not see. But each organs of perception has got its own function. Then in verse number 9, we were seeing that one.
Kartaram chakriyam tadvada, kartaram chakriyam tadvada, व्यावृत्तविषयानपि व्यावृत्तविषयानपि स्फोरयेदेकयत्नेन स्फोरयेदेकयत्नेन योऽसौ साक्षत्र चिद्वपुः योऽसौ साक्षत्र चिद्वपुः कर्तारं च क्रियां तद्वद व्यावृत्तविषयानपि स्फोरयेदेकयत्नेन योऽसौ साक्षत्र चिद्वपुः.
So how many things are involved in one experience? Three things are involved. And to whom this entire process known and how, that is explained in this verse. So there are three things. What are those? Kartaram cha kriyam tadvat vyavritta visyanapi. Kartaram. Kartaram means ahankar visishta chidabhasa. Ahankar visishta chidabhasa is the definition of jeev. Kartaram jeev. Who is that jeev? Ahankara visishta chaitanya. Chaitanya means suddha aham. Suddha aham, ahankara visishta, endowed with suddha chaitanya, associated with, characterized by, possessed of. It's called jeeva, karta. And we have seen this thing also in our Drigadishya Vivek also. It was said, ahankarasya tadatmam chichhaya deha sachibi sahajam karmajam bhranti janyam chatribidam kramat. There are three types of identification with ahankar. Their ahankar was meant as jiva. And one of the association was with the sakshi. Actually, jiva is sakshi himself, but we think he is different. So why that has happened? Because of bhranti, because of delusion. And how this delusion will go? By knowledge. It can be removed by knowledge. Kriyam, the second aspect of experience is kriya. One is karta, second is kriya. Kriya means action. Here action means manasya kriye. In verse number 6 we have seen manasya kriye, action of mind. And there are two types of actions. In mind there are only vrittis, and the vrittis are of two types. One is aham vritti, other is idam vritti. Very good, now you are understanding. Before I say, you say, idam vritti, aham vritti and idam vritti, very good. So this is the function of mind. And the third one, vyavrita visayanapi, vyavrita visayanapi, visay. So there is a karta, there is a visay, and there is a kriya, knowing. Knower, known, knowing. Experiencer, experienced, and experiencing. We call it Triputi. The short word for this is called Triputi. Ek yatnena, in one effort, at a time, in one shot, it illumines. Ek yatnena, sporet, sporet means illumines. Whom? Who is that? Ya asau sachi atra. In our this scripture, in this chapter, we will refer him as Sakshi. That Sakshi illumines everything. It's not one by one. But earlier we have seen, first the aham vritti comes, then comes the idam vritti. There is a sequence there, kramothite. There is a krama. But here, sporeyat ek yatnena, instantly, all the three are illumined. And the definition of sachi is sakshat icchate iti sachi. Then one who sees directly, that is sakshi. And what is the nature of sakshi? That also we have seen in our Drigadishya Vivek. No deti nastam iti esana vriddhim yati na chayam. Svayam vivati athanyani vhaseet sadhanam vina. Na udeti, no birth, no astam, no death. Of whom? Sakshi. Sakshi means the same Atman or Brahman. No death, no chayam, no decay, no vriddhi. Achha, chay nahi hota, decay nahi hota, it might be increasing. No, no vriddhi. No increasing also. Then, swayam vibhati, and it is self-evulgent. Atha anyani, and it illumines others also. Bhasayet sadhana bina, without any instrument it does. That is self, that is sakshi. And how is that sakshi? The word here written is chidvapu. It is, vapu means sarir, body. How is that? Chit sarup. In Ramayana, Tulsidas ji says, chidanandamah deh tumari. When he is describing Ramji, chidanandamah deh tumari. You are the chit sarup. So here only one aspect is said about the consciousness, that is chit sarupa. Sachidananda is the chit sarupa. This sakshi is not dependent on anything. All besides, all idam vritti come and go, including aham vritti comes and go. I am a seeker here. This I changes when I go to my office, I become an officer there. When I go to play tennis, I become a player. When I come to my home, I become father, mother. This I also changes. Idam is changing, that you know. Every moment idam vritti is changing. This aham vritti is also continuously changing. All thoughts are coming and going. And the sakshi is illuminating all of them. How? Well, just like a mirror. In front of mirror, ugly person comes, a beautiful lady comes, whosoever comes, it reflects. But ask mirror, who came previous to me? He will not tell anything. He will illumine. Whatever is coming in front of me, reflection will come. No memory. And not affected also. It's like on the paper. On the paper, on the white paper, you write, I am happy, I am unhappy, I am a seeker, I am a robber. Does the paper get affected? No. It never gets affected. Whatever you want to write on the paper. Below the street light, if the process and funeral procession goes away, marriage procession comes in, does the light get affected? No. Sakshi is also like that. Definition of sakshi and definition of jeev as given in Atmabodh. Many of you have done Atmabodh. So it is said, antahkaran visishta chaitanya is jeev. Antahkaran visishta. Antahkaran visishta chaitanya. Chaitanya means satchidananda. Antahkaran means mind, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Ahankar, the Suddha Aham, visishta, endowed with, connected with, characterized by, that is called jiva. And antakaran upahit chaitanya is sakshi. Upahit, it is associated with the mind but not colored by mind. Antakaran upahit is called sakshi. Antakaran upahit chaitanya is called sakshi. Antakaran visishta chaitanya is called jiva. This is definition Sanskrit portion, you need not worry about that. So they are two. One is sakshi and one is jiva. And those, both of them are inside you. Jiva, Dvasupurna, in Mundak Upanishad example comes Dvasupurna. There are two birds sitting on a tree. One is on the lower branch, another is on the upper branch. The lower one is eating the fruits. And sometimes sweet fruit, sometimes sour, sukhi, dukhi. And the other one is saying, witnessing, just seeing that he is suffering. See? Sakshi. Then there is no doership here. In sakshi, there is no doership. Just like in the front of mirror, everything comes and mirror reflects. Similarly, sakshi does only, I mean, illumines everything, but there is no doership. Guruji, right? The witness illumines all simultaneously, effortlessly, and spontaneously. Its illumining is not an action, but its very nature. Example, the sun does not give light, the sun is light. The sun illumines others simultaneously and effortlessly. Very good. The next verse.
Ikshe sunomi jigrami.
Ikshe sunomi jigrami.
Swadayami sprishamyaham. Swadayami sprishamyaham. Iti bhasayate sarvam. Iti bhasayate sarvam. Nrityashalastha deepavata. Nrityashalastha deepavata. Ikshe sunomi jigrami. Swadayami sprishamyaham. Iti bhasayate sarvam. Nritya shalastha deepavata.
Ikshe. Ikshe means I see forms. Ikshe. Then shrunomi. I hear sound. Then jigrami. I smell. Jigrami. Swadayami. I taste food. Then sprishyami. I touch objects. All your experience are said in one line. Iske bahar kuch hota hai? Nothing outside this. Achha, in all these experiences, this triputi is there. I see form. I is karta. Form is object. See is the process of seeing. You got triputi. I see form, I hear sound, I is karta, hearing is the process, and sound is object. Ear is object. Sound is object. Hearing is kriya. Then jigrami, I smell. Triputi is everywhere. Swadayami, I taste food. Triputi is there. Parsyami. Triputi is there. Iti bhasayate sarvam. It illumines everything. All these five things are illumined at a time. When you see a red rose, you smell it, you touch it, all are illumined in one go by Sakshi. How? Nrityashala deepavat. Like a nrityashala. Like a dancing hall, deepavat, a lamp is there. And there is no distinction, there is no preference that first it will illumine this, or when somebody is superior, so it will give more light to that person. Nothing like that, deepavat. Nrityashala deepavat, the author has taken an example because he has written this in the 14th century. At that time, there was no electric bulbs and all that. And in the court of the king, there used to be one Nrityashala, dancing hall. So he has taken an example from that. Nrityashala, Natak Deep Prakaran has come from this. Now he's giving us the similarity. How the things are happening inside and how the things are happening in the Nrityashala is comparing. Nrityashala, Deepavat. It is in the Nrityashala, when we switch on the light, what happens? Everything is illumined at instant. Whatever is there on the dancing floor, everything will be illumined. Same way here also. The Sakshi illumines inside Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti. And outside in the dancing hall, whatever is happening, it will be illumined. Let us see what is there. in Natshala.
Nrityashala sthito deepah, Nrityashala sthito deepah, Prabhum sabhyanscha nartakim, Prabhum sabhyanscha nartakim, Deepayeta visheshena, Deepayeta visheshena, Tadabhavepi deepyate, Tadabhavepi deepyate, Nrityashala sthito deepah, Prabhum sabhyanscha nartakim, Deepayeta visheshena, Tadabhavepi deepyate.
Nrityashala sthito deepah, Nrityashala dancing hall, there is a deepah, a lamp is continuously burning there. Nrityashala deepah, Prabhu sabhyans nartakim deepayet avisheshena. There is a Prabhu, Prabhu means king is there, sabhyans, the audience is there, and nartakim, the dancer is there. When all three are there, it illumines all three of them. Deepayet avisheshena, without giving any preference to any one of these. It never does that in Nartaki is given more preference, or the Raja is given more preference, or the audience is given more preference. No. The light is on and it is illuminating everybody equally. Abhisesena, Nrityashala. But the real drama is in the green room. Or Ram Leela, Hanumanji is searching tail inside. Or Lakshman ji is smoking. Yeah. Yeah, and Sita. Yeah, Sita is a man. He's putting the lipstick there. Sita trying to remember the dialogues inside. A lot of drama goes in there. Or even when they come on the stage, Lakshman ji has come, he's doing his part, he's going out. Hey, Lakshman, thoda tel dal do uspe Deepak mein. Put in the oil, that also is done. The real drama actually is inside. So, four things are stated here in regard to the lamp. First is, lamp illumines all uniformly and equally, number one. Number two, it illumines everything without preference, avisheshena, without giving any preference to anybody. There are three people there, Prabhu, Sabhyans, and Nartaki. Prabhu means Raja, Sabhyans means audience, and Nartaki dancer. No preference given to anyone. And everything is illumined at a time, instantly, in one go. And when there is nothing, tad abhave api dipyate, when nobody is there, Raja is not there, audience is not there, Nartaki is not there, the dancing hall is empty, still it is illumining that also. And both of them, Deep and Sachi, both are abhikari. They are not affected by whatever is going on. The lamp is not affected by whatever is going on in the dancing hall or in Raja or in Sabha. Similarly, Sakshi is also not affected. We proved Sakshi is not affected in Drig Drishya Vivek. Can anybody tell?
Eyes doesn't become rare.
Right, good. Premalji has to be given one candy. Very good. Tadana. And how is the Sakshi nature that we have already seen? No udeti nastamesa na vriddhim yati na chayam. That we have just now seen. That is the nature of Sakshi. Now Sakshi also is, see what we have already covered. It signs because the word we have seen Chidvapu has come. Chidvapu, Vapu means the body. The Sakshi is of Chit Sarup, Chidvapu. Then it illumines Triputi, Karta, Kriya, and Karma. That also we have seen Triputi, it illumines instantly. And it illuminates simultaneously, Ek Yatnena, the word has come, ekyatmane, simultaneously it will illumine. Then fourth, it illumines equally and uniformly, abhisesena, the word has come. And it illumines without sadhan, sadhanam bina, that also has come. And then it illumines absence of triputi also. When this karta, kriya, karma is not there, triputi is not there, at that time also sachi is illuminating. We have seen abhavakar vritti, you remember? We are discussing in the abhava. Bhavakar vritti and abhav. This we were discussing in tattva bodha, bhavakar vritti, jagrit, swapna and susupti, all are one. So sakshi illumines bhavakar vritti. So bhavakar vritti is in your jagrit avastha and dream avastha. And in deep sleep, abhavakar vritti, there is nothing, there is no vritti. But still it illumines abhavakar vritti. So if the audience is not there, then the dancer or the speaker is not inspired. Suppose I come and sit here, audience is not there. Will I be inspired to speak? No. So Gurudev first, in his first Jnana Yajna, how many people were there? Four, including speaker. Audience is very necessary. Sometimes people after doing the Jnana Yajna, they say, Jnana Yajna was very successful. House full. Kitna aadmi the? Char aadmi the. Room was chota na, room was small. It was house full. Very successful. But kaun kaun tha? So one was waiting for take his asana. Another was with the lamp, deep. He brought the lamp. So two persons were there to take their things after the yajna. Two audience were there. Sometimes nowadays they say, Maharaj, aap bolte jao, we are recording on video. You now talk on happiness. And now you talk on happiness, the camera is not smiling. I am telling so many jokes about happiness, the camera is not smiling. How can you say? And the most difficult is to speak on radio. Nobody is there. World is listening. Whole world is listening. Most difficult. I also have got the experience. When I came to Minneapolis last year, I stayed there for 1 month. They said, we want to study Vivek Chudamani. Okay. First day, 15-20 people came, slowly started reducing. Then ultimately they said, you do the U-stream. I said, okay, I'm U-stream, the screen is there, we are speaking. Then from the other side, people are listening. Sometimes, line nahi aa raha hai, photo nahi aa raha hai, now sound is not coming, interruption. And I'm not able to see the audience. Whether they are understanding, not understanding, there is no eye contact. Very difficult. Huh? They might be cooking or having the coffee. I don't know. Very difficult. Sabha is required. So who is dancer in the life? Let us see.
Ahankaram dhiyam sakshi. Ahankaram dhiyam sakshi vishayanapi bhasayet vishayanapi bhasayet ahankaradya bhavepi ahankaradya bhavepi swayam bhateva purvavat swayam bhateva purvavat Ahankaram dhiyam sakshi vishayanapi bhasayet ahankaradya bhavepi swayam bhateva purvavat.
Insight. outside Nirtasala was said, there is a Nartaki, there is Sabha, and Raja, Prabhu, three were there. The corresponding three inside, it is said Ahankara, Dhyam, and Vishyanapi Bhasayet, it illumines three. Outside the lamp is illuminating Prabhu, Sabha, Nartaki. And inside, Ahankar, Dhi means Buddhi, and Vishyanapi. Vishyanapi means all the sense objects. So, udhar bhi three hai, idhar bhi three hai. Three is equal to three. Ahankar adi abhavepi, when the Ahankar, Dhi, Buddhi, and Vishay, not there, in absence of all three, Swayam bhati eva purvata. Swayam, it's science. Is it not perfect example? Natak, three. Here in own life, also three. Ahankar. Next is Dhi, and the third is Vishayan. All these three are seen, are the object, Ahankar, Dhi, and Vishaya. There is no problem in understanding that the Vishaya are seen. They are all objects. Dhi is also seen. Dikhai padta hai? Aaj buddhi kaam nahi karti hai. I am not able to understand. You know that. So Dhi is also. And I also is a vritti only. So aham vritti and idam vritti. Aham vritti and idam vritti. Both, all of them are known. And when they are absent, aham vritti and idam vritti, then still it is shining. Sakshi is there. Sakshi is illumining everything. Swayam bhati eva purvata. It shines as before. Kabir Das says, kuch lena na dena, magan rehna. Sakshi, the nature of Sakshi, Mahatma se le. Kuch lena na kuch dena. Sakshi is there, just illuminating. I have nothing to take from this people. These three, Ahankar, Dhi, and Vishyan. Na kuch lena na kuch dena, magan rehna. Good. What is this nature of Sakshi? This Sakshi is never sad. Ahankar becomes sad. Sakshi is never sad. And how is this Sakshi? Is this the next?
Nirantaram bhasamane, nirantaram bhasamane. Kutasthe gyapti rupatah, kutasthe gyapti rupatah, tadbhasa bhasa maneyam, tadbhasa bhasa maneyam, buddhi nityatta nekadha, buddhi nityatta nekadha. Nirantaram bhasamane kutasthe gyapti rupatah tad bhasa bhasamaneyam buddhi nityatane kadha.
Nirantaram bhasamane kutasthe gyapti rupatah. One word of Sakshi is kutastha. You will find this word in the scripture also. Sakshi is compared with a kutastha. It says kut. Kutastha means anvil. You have seen the blacksmith making different forms on the kutasthas, on the anvil, but the anvil is remains same. There is no change in the anvil. Kutastha. Kut means mithya also. Mithya. Whole world is mithya. Why whole world is mithya? Because this world is neither sat nor, so anything which is neither sat nor asat, in our scripture we say mithya. What is sat? it had to stay all three period of time. So can we say the jagat is, will stay for three period of time? No. Can we say it is asat, it is not there? Can we say? What is the definition of asat? Which never remains in three period of time. That is asat. And what is mithya?
You can make it by knowledge.
Sat means it remains in three period of time, past, present and future. Asat means it is never there. It was never in past, it is never in present, it will never be in the future. That is asat. But anything which remains in one period of time, sat represents three period of time, it has to remain three period of time. Asat means it is not there in three period of time, but a thing which remains in only one period of time is called? So jagat is body, table, chair, sun, moon, space, whole world is mithya. The whole creation is mithya. It's limited in time. Mithya. See, in this mithya, kutastha is there. Without that Atman or without that Brahman, this world cannot exist. Because that Satchidananda pervades the whole world by way of principle of existence. Everywhere existence is there. Chair is, table is, sun is, moon is, isness is there. It's covering everything by principle of isness, kutastha. Mountains are also called kut, like chitrakut. One does not move, a mountain which does not move. Chitrakut. Lanka is on Trikut. Lanka is situated on Trikut. And nature of the Sakshi, Gyapti Rupataha. It is of the nature of consciousness. Consciousness means here awareness. We know awareness how? We say here it is knowledge itself, but we know knowledge of science, knowledge of music, knowledge of dance, that is our knowledge. When we talk knowledge, you see, knowledge of this, always it is knowledge of something. But here it is Gyapti Rupta, knowledge itself. Because of its presence, all knowledge are happening. We are able to understand all those knowledges. And how it is? It is said, nirantaram, it's a continuous. No other light is continuous. How many sources of lights are there in the world? Sun, moon, stars, lightning, five. अब बताओ कोई निरंतर है नन इज निरंतर बट दिस साक्षी इज निरंतरम कंटिन्यूअस वी से यूपीएस अनइंटरप्टेड पावर सप्लाई बट दैट ऑल्सो इज लिमिटेड इज नॉट अनइंटरप्टेड गिव्स यू फॉर सम टाइम एंड आफ्टर दैट इट रिक्वायर्स ऑल्सो चार्जिंग अन But Sakshi is continuous. Sakshi is also said in the witness also. In the court, Sakshi is witness. Suppose you see what actually has happened and to tell or narrate the fact. But we can hire Sakshi also from the Guruji says, there is a company, what happened, where happened, why happened, we saw company. They will give you Sakshi. So witness is unperturbed. He is only seer. He only sees, that's all. Buddhi nirtyati anekadha. Who is the dancer here? Dancer is Buddhi. Outside is the nartaki. Inside is Buddhi. So this Buddhi knows all types of dances, Bharatanatyam, Kathak, Manipuri, all type of dances this Buddhi knows. Anek Dha, different types of thoughts are coming. Anekha, different type of thoughts are coming. Idam vritti, aham vritti, all are continuously changing. Here buddhi means the vrittis. Vritti means thoughts. Different thoughts are coming. How many thoughts do come in our 16-hour waking period? 60,000 thoughts. Anekada. And the sakshi is illumining everything. So who is dancing? Buddhi vritti is dancing. Different vrittis. Achha, dancer changes postures, gestures, many bhava. They will not speak. Similarly, this nartaki, the buddhi vritti, it also dances and expressions comes in our face, na? Different. But the sakshi does not dance. It only helps buddhi to dance. Then who are the audience, musician and swami? One thing is identified, that nartaki, the dancer, is the buddhi. And buddhi means buddhi vritti. Vritti means thought. According to the thought, you are dancing. Who is Prabhu? Who is audience? Is given in the next verse.
Ahankara Prabhu Sabhya. Ahankara Prabhu Sabhya. Vishayanartaki Matihi. Vishayanartaki Matihi. Taladi Dharinyakshani. Taladi dharinyakshani, deepasakshavabhasakah, ahankara prabhu sabhya, vishayanartaki matihi, taladi dharinyakshani, deepasakshavabhasakah.
Ahankara Prabhu. The ego is the Prabhu, king. Ahankara Prabhu. Sabhya Vishaya. And the audience is all Vishaya, sense objects. Sense objects are all audience. Nartaki Mati. Mati, the buddhi. The buddhi vritti, buddhi thoughts are nartaki, dancer. Taladi dharani achhani, tal dharani, tal. I have seen Amma when singing. One time this, two times this, then one time this, then two times this. Tal dharani. I mean, tal dharani. Achhani, all your organs of perception. Achhani. Aksha means I, Akshani. Deepa Sachi Abhavasakaha. And the Deepa is compared with the Sakshi Abhavasak. Like the Deepa illumines all those three. What also there in the dancing hall? One thing is added more here. Musicians, artists are sitting there. Nartaki is there. And Prabhu is there. Prabhu means the Lord or the King, and all the audience is there. Four things are there. So inside the, instead of the Deepak outside, it is Sakshi inside. And who is the King? King is the Ahankari, the Prabhu. And Sabhya, Sabha, Vishay or Sabha, Nartaki, Buddhi, and Taladharani. Organs of perception. It's clear? Very good. But these are all interrelated. Interrelated, ahankar, vishaya, they are interrelated. Like see, when the vishaya is coming in, what happens? You experience sukh or dukh, the ahankar prabhu is affected. Is it affected or not? We are coming from outside to inside. Now from inside to outside. Inside to outside means ahankar. I am an officer. When I go to the office, all the vrittis, all the thoughts will be about office only. And accordingly, action will be there. And as per action, there will be sukh dukh also. So sukh dukh, either it can come from outside to inside, to the ahankar, or from ahankar to outside also. It's interconnected. Very good. And Prabhu affects Nartaki. Prabhu affects Nartaki means king is sitting, Nartaki is dancing. And Nartaki constantly sees the Prabhu is happy or not. If the Prabhu is not happy, his face will tell. So Nartaki will also become unhappy. It will affect dance. No? Good. So this way they are mutually interdependent on each other. But there is one person which is not affected, is the Sakshi. The drama is going on. Sakshi is not at all disturbed. Ego, Mati and senses, they all are working because of Sakshi. If Sakshi is not there, they are all inert. You accept, no? They are all inert. Yes. They are all inert. They cannot function without Sakshi. So in this way, Sakshi is a good person. Is it not so? Sakshi is a very good person. He is illuminating. Sakshi in the court may be a bad person, but this Sakshi is a very good person. He illumines everything and expecting nothing in return. Nothing in return. In Chinmay Mission Pledge also we say, we give more than what we take, producing more than what we consume. So this Sakshi is also doing the same thing. He's only giving, 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 taking nothing from us. So ego is the aham bhava. So this aham bhava has got a friend, and his friend is mama. See? When Raja is sitting, if the audience is also supporting, so there is a mama bhava. And they are connected. Mama means the sense objects. The more I get, the more I feel secured. Aham feels more secured. If this security is not there, if the sense objects are not there, aham feels lonely. So aham and mam are interrelated. And Mahatma says, aham is Raja and mam is kingdom, Rajya. Sense objects are all kingdom, Rajya. The more you have, more you feel secured. Aham and mama, they are interrelated. What is our position? We are all engrossed in mama. We are all engrossed in mama. Contemplate on this. Are we not engrossed in mama? In all sense objects, in all assets, and we have forgotten Sakshi. Are we inquiring about the Sakshi inside? He is with us. We are not giving any importance to Sakshi. Koi hoga, humko mera kya? We are not giving any. The goal is not Sakshi. What is our goal? No? Car, house, rupiah, paisa. This is our goal. Sakshi is not goal. So all our scripture says, well, good. They don't criticize that you should not have wealth. But Govindam also said, है ठीक है, but the craving is bad. Craving is bad means if you are craving more money, 1 million, 2 million, billion, trillion, what will happen? Lopsided development, one side will be bahut jyada ho jayega and the other side, spiritual side, zero. In Gita, Shankaracharya ji says that you should follow the scripture so that there should be abhyudaya and nisrayas. What is abhyudaya and nisrayas? Abhyudaya means you will have a prosperity in this life also, and nisrayas, you will get mukti also. So you will get both things if you learn Gita. You will get both things. Ab batao, dono chahiye ki ek chahiye? Chahiye dono. Then you have to come to the class.
They are coming.
Class mein aana hoga. Again, further more details are there. Very scientific analysis.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.